Well, once again, it is the news, according to me. Well, good Tuesday morning to you. I think this is the 230th episode, I believe, of the news, according to me. That's just according to me. That's what it is. It might be the 231st. I don't know. It's in there somewhere. It's a lot of episodes. We were doing two a day there for a while. That was back before I had other things to do. Now I'm kind of busy. Then we might go back to two episodes a day as well, because I may not be doing as much in the near future. So I can get back to my real thing here, doing this podcast. But once again, I'm in a hotel room, and I apologize for the sound quality here. I have an air conditioner doing its thing in the background here in Atlanta. And I'm just using the computer's microphone, which does not present my silky pipes the way the my voice is not the same as one in this microphone. So I have this little thing I want to play. I want to talk a little bit about Millie today. I have chocolate milk in my cup, by the way, for those of you who are hanging on the edge of your seats there. I have a few things. Millie, of course, Millie. And Millie Vanilli. And then there's the whole COVID thing, some of the things that are happening there, as well as some things that have popped up here about John Kerry. I want to talk about this, how it relates to some things that are going on with China and Millie himself. But first of all, I want to play this for you, because this is kind of one of those. I want to start in with the whole COVID thing. This is something that hopefully you can hear this fine, because it's playing this from my phone. I'm not actually hardwiring it in through the computer here, so you just have to hear it through the microphone. Hopefully you can hear it fine. But it's this guy who did a little spoof on the whole vaccination thing. Now this is in relation. Now I'll play this first, and then we'll talk a little bit about why it's kind of sparked my interest.
Hi, this is a little message to the unvaccinated. You are killing everyone. It's your fault. You're being selfish. So get the vaccine, because I am vaccinated. Okay. And so I'm protected because the vaccine is safe and effective. So if you're around me and you're unvaccinated, then you're putting me So you're selfish, because if I'm protected and you're around me, then I'm fine. If you're not vaccinated, then you're not, you're racist, is what I'm saying. Hi, this is...
So, this is what I'm saying, because that's what it comes down to. I just heard this case in Florida, of all places, where there is a landlord, apparently has like 1,200 units, apparently it's like a, let's say, an apartment complex of some kind. And, or a couple of complexes, I guess it's not just one, but he owns quite a few things. And he is, he's, I guess, not allowing any new tenants. And my understanding is he's evicting tenants that have not or cannot show proof of vaccination or status. I can show you proof of my vaccination status, because it's just my status. I'll tell you how, you know, the status is. I can show you proof of that. But this guy's getting away with this. And, of course, progressives and the people on the left are, that's good. Oh, yeah, we like to see businesses doing this kind of thing, restricting people and making their lives miserable because they haven't been vaccinated. Because he says he has to protect his clients, his tenants there at the complex from the unvaccinated. Because all these vaccinated people need protection. You need to be protected from the unvaccinated. Normally, we would say, well, then that means the vaccine's not working. Normally, that would just, the normal common sense response to that would be, oh, so what's the vaccine for? I'm not saying it doesn't do anything. I'm sure it's doing something. We don't know what all it's doing. We do know it's reducing the, at this point, it's reducing the response most people have. However, there is a new statistic that has started to crop up, and I don't know where this is coming from. I haven't looked into it far enough. So I'm not going to give it much credibility other than to mention it here, because if it is the case, as I continue to look in it, because I've heard this from more than one source now. The numbers of hospitalizations now. Initially, the numbers of hospitalizations were way below for vaccinated people, they were way below. Most of the people that were entering hospitals were unvaccinated. That statistic has changed. I'm not sure. I do know some people in healthcare, in the healthcare industry, and I know that the numbers that bore out in actual numbers in hospitals, in some of the hospitals I know of. My understanding is that is changing. And this is what the concern was with some of the experts. Not me. I don't know anything about this stuff. I only parrot what I hear from other people that are getting censored because they're not connecting with the narrative. Now, keep in mind that the narrative is so important that it can change. The fact checkers will censor you today for something that next week, if you said the same thing, you would be fine. Or if you were on the other side of it and didn't switch over, now all of a sudden you're going to be censored for saying what's popular today that's not popular next week. I.e., the Wuhan lab issue. The conspiracy theory stuff about all that. Just one example of many. So now all of a sudden we have this theory out there that if you're unvaccinated, you are a risk to the vaccinated individuals. And while we're doing all of this, we are creating this hysteria around the compliant and the uncompliant and how they're treating people. Of course, they're making now they're pushing businesses to get involved in all this hype and hysteria, thinking that they can make private industry do it. You know, the government doesn't have to mandate it if private industry just steps in. Housing, pretty soon you'll be able to go to a hotel or you'll be able to go to a restaurant or grocery store, food, basic stuff. Won't even be able to go to a drive-through. It's not going to serve you if you're unvaccinated. It's a punishment. It becomes a punishment, not a health issue. At some point, it becomes a punishment. And you're being punished for not complying. Now, the question again here is, as cases begin to rise, now my understanding is right now, overall, in the nationwide statistic, this includes heavily populated areas and areas that are highly, have high vaccination rates. The numbers now are over 50% of the hospitalizations are vaccinated individuals. Now, the case that I think is the most probably alarming and probably out front is the canary in the, kind of the canary in the coal mine is what's happening in Israel, because Israel has, I believe, one of the highest vaccination rates of any nation, any modern nation, any nation for that matter. And I believe that they are experiencing some very troubling statistics, and they're not sure what to do about it. I think it's, and they're being pretty much upfront about some of these things. One of the studies that came out of Israel that was really well done, and I have to say it's going to be peer reviewed, and it's basically done impeccably. It was done with all the scientific method issues that typically plague some of the studies that come out and never make it into a peer reviewed study. They did everything exactly. They had very good records of everything, showing that natural immunity is extremely effective, especially against the variants, the Delta variant in particular. Its natural immunity is robust and Now, the question, there's a couple questions that pop up in my mind. One is, if you take the vaccine, will your body still be able to develop natural immunity if you get the virus? If you had the virus and you have natural immunity and you take the vaccine, will it diminish your natural immunity ability? There's a fragility to natural humidity. Natural immunity that I was unaware of. I guess your system, because they're messing with the response that your T cells have and make, it could actually nullify your body's natural ability to detect and combat the virus if you take the vaccine. That is all theory at this point. It's theory and conjecture. No study has proven that out. It's just a theory based on some of the experts that understand mRNA viruses. It is Dr. Robert Malone's, one of his concerns is that they're using cytotoxicity to carry out the effort or the effectiveness of the vaccine in not using spike protein. Spike protein is what triggers the T cell thing and all that stuff, and it's complicated, and I don't understand it. I'm not going to get into it because I'll probably say it wrong. But he said that if they're actually using cytotoxicity, this is not building any kind of immunity within the body to combat the virus, which means boosters will continue to have to be used, and it will continue to disable the body's ability to create an natural immunity effect, which that's kind of where some of that's coming from. So there you go. That's where we're at with this, some of this stuff. And it is, again, this hysteria around it and some of the things that are now starting to happen, which is what was feared by some of the experts who said that eventually the immunosystem of those who've been vaccinated could potentially, at least a segment of the population of that have been vaccinated, could potentially, their immune systems could, the immune structure could collapse. And that's, I don't know what that particularly means, whether it means now you're extremely vulnerable, or that means your body overreacts to immunosystems. So it's like an autoimmune type thing that happens, or it's an underimmune system where your body doesn't respond to anything. These are the concerns that some of these people have about this, the whole mRNA thing and what they've done with this. So that's where we're at this point with this whole thing. So enough about that. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about what you think about me. So, General Milley, and this is getting back to the Chi-Coms again. This is the CCP, China Communist Party. This is a very tangled web that I'm going to try to kind of unweave a little bit of it for you. Mr. Reagan, his channel, I refer to him quite a bit on the show. He does a good job of kind of delving into some things, looking into some things. He's well read, but he has good opinions because I agree with him. So he did this thing, and I said something about General Milley the other day. Actually, it was Sunday night. The show that came out, I was meant to be posted on Monday morning. However, it got posted Sunday night anyway. I just posted it. I wasn't sure what my Monday morning was going to look like, so I just went ahead and posted it. This one's going to be posted right now. It's right now. It's 10:14 currently, 10:15 on September 21st, 2021. That's Eastern Standard Time, as well as the date. So I he had this really good background that he looked into General Milley and his background. I never even thought to do that because I'm not an investigative journalist, and neither is he. But he just, you know, he just does a better job than I do. And he went into the background of General Milley, and he had some of the same conclusions that I did in terms of, you know, he looks the part. So the Democrats, they all like somebody that looks the part, because that's what they're about. About the identity and the look. He's got the furrowed brow and the whole gruff look to him. This guy's not that at all. This guy, and I've known people like this in the past. They're the kind of people that if you walk up to them and yell in their face, they'll cry. If you call them a name, they'll probably, you know, walk away crying. They'll snap back at you with some kind of a, I know you are, but what am I? So it's just one of those things where that's kind of the way these people are. That's what we got there. Now think about this. The tangled web here that is woven here. And this kind of ties into what's going on with John Kerry right now. John Kerry apparently has some family members, people around John Kerry, his wife, as well as some other people, family members, brother, I believe it is, who also is in business deals with Hunter Biden, with foreign business deals, to give you some clue as to how connected these people are to each other. John Kerry's son-in-law is also from Iran, but we'll get into that. You know, that's another story. We have this tie to the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and China, the Chinese money flow. It'd be interesting to look into the background a little bit of Milley's family, because my guess is the way Milley has kind of cuddled up to the Chinese party, Chinese in general, in the military, seems a little skeptical to me. So there's some suspicions, I should say. And I'm very suspicious of what's going on with that. So we have this president who starts putting economic and trade pressure on China. And the Chinese government doesn't like it. All of a sudden, a virus is unleashed on the world that shuts everybody down except for China. And, it's just an accident. It came from a wet lab. Oh, no, maybe it came from a wet market. No, it came from a lab. It was an accident. It came from a lab. It's just an accidentally got loose. Maybe it didn't. Now the next question is, was it an accident? Because what perfect timing, right before the election, a year before the election. And everything about that election got changed. The way we vote, the way votes are counted, the whole thing, campaign trail was changed. You know, the guy who won and got 81 million votes, more than anybody else in the world, anybody else in the country ever, campaigned mostly from his basement. And this idea. You know, it would be interesting to see, you know, if Biden was holding rallies, you know, that 20 people would show up to the big ones. He's the most popular guy out there. And he's doing a great job, by the way, I must say. Oh, yeah, I've got to say, he's really, depending on, you know, what you believe, he's doing a great job. If you believe things I do, he's doing a terrible job. But it's if you believe the things that he believes, he's doing a great job. Just ask him; he'll tell you he's doing a great job. Or ask Circleback Psaki; she'll tell you too. the sad part about this is that the Chinese party and the Chinese people, there's a lot of money flowing there, and a lot of trade going on. The trade deficit that Trump always talked about between the U.S. and China is something that the Dems would play all the time. Now, this it's I'm not going to get into the whole market structure and how all this works, because it would take too long. And I only have 20 minutes left, 10 minutes left. But the way this works is you have people around. There's so much money flowing for individuals and families. For a nation, it's not much money at all. For a couple of families that can enrich their pockets, it's huge amounts of money for them. Now, their families are well off forever. General Milley went to Cambridge. He went to Ivy League schools. He didn't just start off playing on a football team, join the army, work his way up through the ranks, and become the head general there on the Joint Chiefs staff position. He studied politics. That was his major in college. This is his political career that he's been working on for years and has worked his way up to this position. So to think that he's just some kind of a well-read, as in his own words, well-read individual. Now, if you hear this, I should probably play this. I'll have to get this clip for you at some point, because it's a really good clip. He talks about white rage, racism, white supremacy, and white rage. And then he connects that very, very subtly. I shouldn't say subtly. I said just very. But the connection is made very seamlessly to the people who, quote, attacked the nation's capital on January 6th, which is a whole other issue. I'll talk about that a little bit. So, he makes reference to this, that thousands of people attacked the nation's capital to subvert the Constitution and subvert the... No, that's not what they were doing. They were not there to subvert the Constitution. Actually, Milley subverted the Constitution by going around President Trump. After talking to Nancy Pelosi, which was in itself, it's okay for him to talk to her. What they were discussing and what their plans were was collusion to undermine the authority of the president. Very dangerous. And of course, in their opinion, he was acting irrationally. This is their opinion. I'm going to talk about acting irrationally. This woman tries to impeach the president over a phone call. I want to talk about irrational. The left has been hysterically irrational for the last 4 years, 5 years. Ever since Trump won, they've been off their rocker. They've made things up. They live in this alternative world where Orange Man bad, and that's and now that just because Orange Man did a bunch of policies, they have to reverse all those policies if they have his name on them at all. They have to be reversed and erased, and it's destroying the country. It's just it boggles the mind the way they are reacting, not responding, but reacting to this hysteria that they have over this man. So this is all going on. They've got themselves convinced that this guy is, he's acting irrationally, and they need to do something about it. They need to save the world, save the country, nuclear war, because somehow this guy's going to start a war with China. Because, he started so many other wars. So Milley steps in, being the hero. And he calls in all of the other commanders and he tells them, you don't do anything. If the president gives you an order, you have to okay it with me first. At that moment, if I would have been in that room, if I would have been a general in that room, commander, I would have just looked at him and said, this conversation's over, and I'm going to go to the president and tell him you said this, because I answer to him, not to you. Period. I don't understand how these other generals, if this is the case, then we've got some serious problems at the top. Now, I know we've got problems at the top with the FBI and CIA, NSA, probably even the DNI. But it's It boggles the mind to think that these people, of course, they're not protecting the nation. They're protecting their money pit, their little money nest, all the relationships that they have with the Chinese. We are headed for some very difficult times, by the way. Australia is starting to wake up and realize it. They made some really interesting moves lately with the submarine deal with France. Now Macron is all upset because of the submarine deal that Australia basically pulled the carpet out from under France. They were dragging their feet. It's going to take them 10 years to create and build and deliver, probably 20 years in reality. It's the way stuff usually goes. Usually it's twice as long and twice as much money, or three times as much money. And they were, what they were going to produce was, by the time they got it done, was going to be obsolete. Technology was going to be detectable and obsolete. The U.S. right now has submarines that are fully capable, ready for them to use. In fact, we basically can sell off our old fleet. And they would be much better off. And they're recognizing that the Chinese are rattling their saber at Australia a lot, because they're in a different position than we are. They're in they're basically in the same ocean. They are probably one of the easier targets for Japan, or for China. For China, Japan's been responding to China as well. They're not happy with China. Of course, they're under a lot of threat from China as well. They're very close to them. So, all the stuff's going on. In the meantime, General Milley is padding his pockets, I'm sure, in some way. They get the president out. And the more I learn about the FBI, it's basically just a political operative wing. They say they're not involved in politics, so they use that as an excuse to, that's an ongoing investigation, we can't comment on. That's what they do. They'll establish an investigation, then they can use that as a shield to say, we can't comment on it because it's an ongoing investigation. So it's, and of course they have dirt on everybody in Washington, so they can use that to manipulate everybody. And they couldn't do that with Trump because they had to make stuff up. The dossier was a made-up thing. And they wanted to show it to him, hoping that he would, that was the big play. That was the big thing that James Comey did. Walked in there with that dossier, read it to the president. This is the kind of thing we have. And he expected a whole different reaction from Trump. He expected, oh no, they found out about my thing. Oh no, what am I going to do? It was a threat. This was a shakedown. Trump saw it and he fired the guy. And that's where all this has led to. Now, then, of course, James Comey comes out and he's the hero. He's the wonderful guy. Then they go after Michael Flynn. Just one thing after another. This whole thing was a corrupt play for power, in my opinion, a coup. It was undermining the Constitution, powers that be, the elected officials, the people's government. These are the bureaucrats that are taking charge. And that's what Milley is. He's a bureaucrat. He's not an elected official. And Biden's sticking up for him. The left is sticking up for him, which tells me all I need to know. So, that's my show this morning. It's quick. It's easy. It's kind of a repeat of the same stuff, just a little bit more in-depth dive. So, I'll be home tonight, hopefully, if that all goes well. I'll wait until tomorrow morning. Have a good night. God bless everybody. And have a live show tomorrow. Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning live show. And he's a good one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. Talk to you later. God bless.